Queens of the Stone Age. I sat by the ocean on Phoenix FM. Right, it is time to say good morning to Adam Wedd. Good morning, mate.
Hey, man, good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Yeah, it's good to be up.
So just a bit of context. When I used to do evenings, I think it was when I was on Thursday evenings, Adam came on my show and did a couple of sessions previously. You were back. You've got a new EP. You're on tour. Life is busy. Yeah. So you're back on and we're going to have another session this morning, which is going to sound nice this morning.
Thanks, man. That's nice.
So the EP, I've got it in my hand right now. It is called The Art of Interruption.
That's it.
Is the EP about interruption?
Is that
the message?
That's the message. I was really tempted to interrupt you, but I was like, oh, I don't want to be rude. But no, it is about interruption.
Is that the message?
That's the message, yeah. No, it's about...
Is it The Art of Interruption?
Oh, I see what you did. You planned that, didn't you?
Planning goes into the show, I tell you.
But yeah, no, it's about that. It's about interruption, but finding the joy in it and the beauty in it, and instead of just dismissing it.
So I always like your EP covers.
Thanks, man.
Because they're always a bit different.
Yeah.
Like, they're not just a picture of you.
Good different.
Yeah. That's because nice. A lot of covers are just a picture of the artist against the wall.
I know.
Or a picture of them sitting in a field and being all edgy. It's like, you're not edgy. You're just sitting in a park.
That's it.
But you've got this sort of like, it's quite an old school vibe on this.
It is a bit more sort of pop arty.
Do you have quite a big say in, like, as well as just your music, the look of everything, you try and have a say in everything?
Yeah, mostly, because I'm doing most of it myself. But my friend Nathan, who does the artwork, he sort of sends me a few designs. Oh, what do you think of that? Maybe. And then he sends me something else. I'm like, oh, that's amazing. So Nathan Larkin's amazing. He kind of does it all for me.
And people can hear this EP as well as going to buy it,
yeah,
Spotify it. You're also on tour at the minute.
That's it,
and you're playing Colchester later this morning. Do you want to just tell us a bit about the tour?
Yeah, sure. So we're doing a 26-venue UK-wide coffee house session tour. So we're playing mainly universities. And today we are at the University of Essex, the Colchester campus, 1 o'clock. And all free shows. And you don't have to be a student to come. So anyone can come.
Yeah, a lot of them at universities on the tour.
Yeah, most of them, apart from 3 or 4.
What's the student crowd like?
Yeah, good.
Is it a different vibe to what you may normally play?
More participatory, which is good. It's different. Winchester was great. Everyone was kind of joining in, clapping and singing. And then, like, Bournemouth were a little bit more reserved. Like, this is nice.
Yeah. Adam's not alone this morning as well. We have, and I shall say, the first tuba player I've ever had here on Phoenix FM. I've been here nearly 3 years, never had a tuba player.
Oh,
is it Nat Nathaniel? What's good for you,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, Nat.
Nat, good morning, Nat.
G'day, nice to be here.
So, you play the tuba.
Yup.
It's not that different. I was going to say it's a really different instrument. It's not. I've just never had one on the show before. So you are my first tuba player.
Oh, glad to be your first.
Exactly. I think we'll get a tuba solo later on.
Yeah, I think I want that to happen.
I want a tuba solo.
That would be nice. I think that would be good. That's good for Wednesday morning.
Just tuba vibes for a Wednesday. So what would you say if someone wanted to take up the tuba? 3 top tips for tuba playing.
Get used to being unwieldy on public transport, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, even when you turned up this morning, I nearly smashed the tuba in the door. Because I was trying to shut the door going, it's cold, come in, guys. I've got a travel bulletin to do. And you were there, like, with your tuba. It is a big thing to carry about. Does it ever get annoying? Are you like, oh, I've got to take this big thing about?
And it's got a nice little backpack on, so it's actually not too bad. Double bass is worse.
Yeah.
Double bass is a lot worse.
Do you play other instruments?
Yeah, a fair few others, but this is my favourite.
So how long have you guys been working together?
Since January?
Yeah, since January.
Yeah, so the tuba player that I was going to have play on this new record and the trumpet player, they both couldn't make it because it was their birthdays. We didn't know this. They didn't know each other, but it turns out they couldn't make the studio because it was their birthday. So I put a message out on Facebook, does anyone know any good tuba players? And then Nat's lovely girlfriend replied saying, yeah, Nat. So here he is.
Well, I don't know about good tuba players, but you got one.
Oh yeah, he's great. He's amazing.
Someone with a tuba.
Someone with a tuba.
We don't actually know if he plays it. He's just turned up with a tuba.
He just smiles. He looks good.
He smiles, looks good with his big gold tuba.
He can't help but look good with a tuba.
Yeah, I mean, I think it does make you 10 times cooler. I do. Because a lot of people have guitars nowadays, singer-songwriters, they're very popular. Tuba, not so much. No, so cool. I think it does...
This is the beginning of a new thing.
It's
new
a
thing.
Limited market, too. It is hard to look sexy with a tuba, though, because...
I mean, I've seen on some radio stations, they've done things like piano sessions. I've never seen tuba sessions.
No. right here.
I might start it.
Yeah.
If there's any tuba players listening right now, I want to do a new feature called Tuba Tuesdays, where people come in and do tuba solos live in the studio.
Well, is it just tubas or any brass instruments like kazoos? I don't know. That's brass.
Like kazoos.
Is that offensive? Maybe
if we have bits of everything, we could put together the boxy brass band.
Nice. I see what you did
there.
Right, on your feet. That's brilliant.
This is business.
You're sharp.
Yeah. That's good.
So I think we'll start with tuba solos, see how that works, and if kazoos want to happen,
okay,
they can happen.
Snowball from there.
Yeah, just let it musically roll.
Nice.
So I'm going to play a bit of James Bay, and then we are going to be back with Adam and Nat next. We're going to have some live music. You ready, guys, for the live stuff?
I'm pumped.
Right.
Let's do it.
It's going to sound good. Stay tuned to Phoenix FM. Live music on the way from Adam and Zed Tuba. But right now, James Bay, this is Hold Back the River, 12 minutes past nine.
Trying to keep you close to me.